is spreading, changing the human race, literally turning us into monsters. We must fight. All of us. Fight to save our civilization. Fight or die. The Strain. Summer.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce. It is time for The Strain. You heard the man right there. It's a recap show right here on iWatch Mike. Thank you for tuning in. This is where we sit and we talk and we rant and we rave and we bitch about the latest episode of The Strain. Sunday's episode on FX was called Fallen Light. Hearing in the background, you hear my boy giggling back there, and he's not being tickled. Or maybe I tickled you with my words. Jesus from Los Angeles.
No, but yeah, we complain sometimes.
We do. And if you listen to some of our other recap shows, people, sometimes we really complain, like Fear of the Walking Dead, because Jesus is so up Madison's ass. But we'll talk about that later on tonight. Let's talk The Strain. I got my notes here ready. And also, I've got some notes here. I don't know if you know this, but The Strain Addicts got something going on next Sunday. Did you hear about it, Jesus?
Yes, the Q&A.
Yes. Okay, so let's talk about that later on. But that news will come up, which I'm pretty excited about that news right there.
I am too.
Let's see here. My favorite parts. Straight up, I got to say this now, get out of the way. Zach freaking smiled in this episode.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you something. If anybody's been listening to this recap show, we have not been a fan of Zach this entire season. Jesus, seeing Grandma and Grandpa alive and him cracking a smile and then him on the phone and then, you know, and then F's like, it's all right, buddy. You've held it in. I was thinking, man, I think I like Zach now.
Well, I don't know if I like him, but at least it's a change from him being so snobby and
maybe he was just hurt and he was just angry. You know? And I can't believe I'm even defending Zach because I was probably in front of the mob with the pitchfork and the flaming torch.
You were throwing him to the vampires already.
Yeah, I was. But you know what? I was like, wow, okay. This kid, this is what it is. It's probably S' fault. F's fault with everything. So
yeah, it is.
So I don't know. I thought that was I was like, okay. I got my heart went pitter patter. You know, it kind of hurt a little bit for Zach. And I can't believe I'm saying this right now.
Yeah, and what I liked the most about that was the fact that Nora initiated the whole thing.
Yes, Nora's
she is
a beast.
Becoming a very badass character.
I like it. Will she stay that way? That's the question. I don't know. Okay, we'll talk about her in a second. One of my other favorite parts, which I actually tweeted out, and if you saw my tweet, it was my little scissor gif or Jeff or Geff or whatever you want to call it. I call them gifs. If you follow me on Twitter, you know what I'm talking about. Freaking Dutch breaks up with Fett again.
Yep. Yeah, but she gets what's coming to her.
Yes, karma. I was so freaking excited. But dude, like really, like Fett. But you know what? I got to give it to him, man. He handled it like a G, you know?
Yep.
He just said, here's your backpack. See ya. I couldn't believe it. Couldn't.
I mean, he's strong.
So now that we see that they break up, she goes over to her house, sees Nikki's mom, and Nikki's mom's like, will you just leave it be? You spawn of Satan, you changer of my daughter. And Nikki's like, you want to be this superhero, and no, I don't want to be with you. What do you think's going to happen?
I think she's going to go crawling back to Fett.
Really? Yeah, you think? Yeah, huh?
I mean, she seems like she just wants somebody there, and Fett was always going to be, you know, out trying to save the world, and she just wanted somebody waiting for her at home.
Do you think Fett's going to take her back?
No.
You don't think?
No.
Whoa. See, I think he's going to. My first guess, he's going to because he just loves her so much. But there is this, there's this little part of me that I'm hoping that he's just like, you know what? You don't know what you want. But she can easily come back and go, you know how I was. You know, and he liked that about her. She's a wild card, and he so I really think he's gonna take her back. I think he is.
I don't know about that. I mean, Fett is, he's seems like he's getting his head on straight. He knows what needs to be done. Mm-hmm. There's so much that's going to come up, you know, next few episodes.
All right.
I don't think he needs that distraction.
No, he doesn't. And you and I have been talking about that, that this bitch has been freaking distracting him and playing with his mind, even though he really, I mean, he's had, remember when they're in the boiler room for electricity or whatever it was? That was a close call. We thought that he was in it. And, you know, I just think that, you know, that she is a distraction. But you know what? This could be a good thing. She could come back and she could lie to him. You never know. Dutch could. And all of a sudden he'd be happy. And now he's on cloud nine and now he's ready to take on the world. So this could be a good thing.
It could be. You're right. You're right.
So I don't know. We'll see. One of my biggest favorite parts kind of remind me of the Walking Dead prison scene. Gus and Angel go to the prison. And Gus has got this master plan. I didn't even see this coming. He's like, I'm going to let some of my batos out of prison. And they see that security guard in there. I knew he was going to be a fucking problem in the beginning. I was like, this guy, you should just kill him somehow. And they let all those guys out. And then I knew that was going to come. That was a pretty dope part at the end, towards the end when they're trying to get through. And, dude, they kill the security guard. And the guy with the machete just chops him up like chop liver.
Yeah.
You know?
That was pretty cool, though.
Pretty violent. These guys are... you know what? I don't think... Well, now that they kill...
It does kind of show why they were in prison to begin with.
Exactly. They do have some social issues, you know, getting along with others. But do you... I mean, I'm glad that the main guy got killed, though, because and Angel does it, because I was already thinking, you're not going to be able to control these fools. They're already asking questions in the beginning, and when they got out... I don't know. Do you think we're going to have any more problems with the gang dudes, or do you think that was – it's settled?
I think Angel took out the head, and everybody else is just going to follow.
So no problems.
I don't think so, because Angel just proved that he's not taking any shit from anybody.
Hell no. And I'm – you know what? And I think their relationship is going to get stronger too. I mean, I, for that shotgun to go off and kill that dude, I think Gus was as surprised as I was. You know, I didn't see that Angel doing that. I thought I was like, oh shit, we're gonna have. I didn't think we're gonna see Gus die, but I thought they were gonna get left there, and the guys were gonna take the bus, and now they're back at you know square one.
Yeah, I knew something was gonna happen because Angel was very vigilant. I mean, not Angel. Angel was very vigilant over Gus, and I think he's beginning to trust him a lot more, and he's really getting into this role of being a hero again.
Yeah. I like them team. I like the team together.
I do. I do too.
I just hope Angel gets his leg fixed by somebody, by the white goop, but the little the white vampire juice. That would be nice.
That would be.
And
cool.
Speaking of vampires, Quinlan. We finally get some Quinlan, which is dope because we're a fan of Quinlan. Mm-hmm. And Quinlan, this episode, since we're on Gus, he tells Gus that Abraham is gonna want some gold. And doesn't think he's going to come along and meet the deal that they have. And he tells Gus, you know what? If it doesn't work out, take the book and kill Abraham.
Yeah, I don't know if Gus is really willing to do that, but he does seem like he will go with whatever Quinlan says.
So what do you think? You think it's going to happen? You think that? I mean, the season finale is next week.
I don't think he's going to kill Abraham.
Yeah, Abraham's.
But I do think that a whole different plan is going to come out.
Do you now? I mean, like, okay. So when you say that, what do you think? Do you think that they're? You think like Gus and Abraham and the A team are going to talk, and then they're going to come up with a master plan to fool Quinlan?
Probably.
Do you think Quinlan can be fooled? He's a badass.
Well, maybe not fool Quinlan, but to keep Quinlan out, you know, of their real plan.
Right.
Yeah, because it does seem like Gus wants everything to be done with, because now then he could go back to his little Indian girl, which I can't remember her name.
Oh yeah, she's hot. Who cares? I mean, yeah. we just call her the hot Indian girl. I don't think I even got her name.
I don't know. Like, I do like Quinlan a lot because you could kind of see the, I guess, prestige in him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he talks a good talk. He could fight. He's just really cool.
That's why I don't know. I'm curious to see what's gonna happen. I mean, I think Gus is gonna come up with a plan where it's like, you know what, I'm not gonna have to kill him. You know, I can do. I think I can do this and still get, you know, where everybody wins because I, you know, because he knows Abraham is trying to kill the evil. So I don't know. I guess we'll see what happens with that. And another favorite part. I think I this is probably my last favorite part with Eckhurst. Dr. Evil tells Palmer and calls Coco a whore.
That was cool.
I am so happy. I'm so happy that happened. Palmer needed to get bitch slapped a long time ago. And Eckhurst definitely bitch slaps him and Coco and says, there's no bitch assness. You two have no idea what y'all are talking about. And Eckhurst tells him about the white goop that's like, you know what? You know, if you're not going to give us the money and you're not going to stand down and let me handle this negotiating, guess what? You're not going to get any more white vampire juice goop. And do you think Eckhurst is telling the truth that they need a fix all the time?
I think he does. I mean, we see Abraham needing a fix every so often.
True. Well, that was, but yeah, but see, that's different though. I mean, this is straight white goop. This is like 100% Peruvian, Colombian goop that that these guys are getting. And you know, Abraham, he melts it down, he waters it down, he adds a bunch of stuff, and it's just like little drops in his eye. I don't know.
I do believe that there needs to be more.
Because Coco does say, you know, he's playing you. So I don't know if she meant like he's playing you, like he's up to something. When he gets there, it's not going to go as planned. Or he's lying to you. We're immortals now.
No, I think it's more of a, you know, once they get what they want, you're out of the picture.
Mm-hmm. All right. But I was just so happy. I was like, you whore. Yeah, I cursed.
Nope. And you didn't like the part, what was it? What did he say? He said something about the master. I can't remember now. It was in my notes and I can't find it.
Well, I mean, he just said the master, you know, gave you this and if you don't give him anything, I mean, all I stopped and started laughing at was the whore comment.
That was the funniest part of the whole thing.
Because she tried to step up. I was like, bitch, settle down. You just got the goop. You have no idea.
Yeah, I guess the best part of that whole thing was the fact that he got put in his place.
Oh, big time.
Like, you're just, you know, another resource for us.
But see, I don't know if I trust – I don't know if Palmer, you know, because Palmer responded way too fast. He was like, of course, we have to – we work together and blah, 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 blah. And I was like, dude, I mean, it's obvious you're kissing his ass now, but I'm wondering if he has a plan. You know?
He does.
You know, so I don't know. I think Palmer's so big-headed that he probably thinks we can get rid of Eckhurst and I can be your right-hand man, master. Like, I can be that person.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm curious to see what's going to happen with that. Because I know that when this meeting that they're supposed to do, if Eckhurst is going, he's not going to negotiate. You know? He might.
I'm pretty sure Eckhurst is going and Palmer is going.
Yeah, I don't think Palmer's not going to allow not that to happen. I don't think that's going to happen. Yeah. No, I don't see that. Let's see what else. And I think that's it for me. I mean, I know that we get, you know, we see some flashbacks. I know you like the flashbacks of anything that we watch.
I didn't like the beginning flashback. I only like the last flashback. Because it kind of shows how Nora was the one that kind of initiated the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. She wanted that. Mm-hmm. She wanted that D.
Yeah, but she only wanted it after they started getting divorced.
Yeah. Well, you know, and it was cool to see that whole story, and then at the end where you see they get together, and then F finally says, "I don't have nobody. I'm sorry. I love you. I mean, shut up, F." And Nora, I'm glad because she was looking. I was like, "Don't do it. Don't do it." And she walked out of there, which was like a punch to F's gut. And then you see Nora at the end of the episode crying in bed. So
yep, I think she's ready to move on. I don't think she's going to take him back.
Praise the Lord, Jesus. I'm so glad because I think she's in a better place and she's so much tougher. You know,
she is.
F was definitely holding her back and F deserves that. And now you just lost Nora. But see, you just lost Nora and then Zach is supposed to go to grandparents. So he's going to lose. And so now he's going to be like, me. And either Nora's going to possibly feel sorry for him and get together or F's going to hit the bottle, and then Nora's going to be like, yeah, he's a total loser. So I don't know. Mm. I guess we'll see what happens.
Yeah. And who killed the mayor?
I have no clue. You know what? I'm so over the councilwoman and that chick, Justine. I don't care about her. I don't care about her story. I don't care. I like Frank. But now we got a murder. We got to solve a mystery. I feel like watching Clue. Like, who killed the mayor? I think it was Palmer and his people. You know, just so they can move that piece in there.
I kind of think it was Abraham.
You think?
I kind of do.
I don't know about that. Abraham, for real? I don't know about that. Strain Addicts, if you're out there or fans of the show, who do you think killed the mayor? Jesus thinks it's possibly Abraham. I have no clue, and I really don't care. I didn't like the mayor. I don't like Justine. I don't like that whole story crap. I want more of Quinlan, vampires training, fighting, master. That's what I want. I could care less about who's running the Bronx and all that other crap. So I'm looking at the Strain Addicts Facebook page. If you're a fan of the Strain, you have to get on here. It's a Facebook group called the Strain Addicts. And I'm scrolling down, and it looks like here, bam, Helen K. Davis posted up something here saying, guess who's come to hang with us next Sunday for hashtag Strain Addicts QA? You got it. Kevin Durand. Fett in the house. !! So get ready, guys. October 4th, 8 p.m. Eastern. How awesome, huh? If you don't have Twitter, you might want to get it, which is true. So he's going to be on there. Fett's going to be on Twitter, tweeting live, which is totally cool. So people, make sure you get on Twitter. Or if you know that someone is a big fan of this guy, tell them, so that way they can jump on Twitter and jump on this. So that's pretty cool. Don't forget.
Yeah, and I believe this last week they had Eckhurst, right?
I think so. I haven't scrolled all the way down. We didn't bring it up, which we should have brought it up last time. I know
I just saw it announced on Saturday, the day before.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm looking down here. 21 hours. Laura Lee Stevens. She seems pretty cool. If you don't have to watch alone, join us. Hashtag Strain Addicts Watch Party live on Facebook starts now. So I guess they do this as well. So people, get on there. Everybody posts stuff on here because they're fans, and we're fans too. Strain Addicts, the Strain Addicts on Facebook. Also, you can follow them on Twitter as well. Strain Addicts. Are we good?
I think we're good.
Sweetness, scale of 1 to 10. Jesus, what do you give this episode?
I'm giving it a 9.
A 9?
Yes.
I'm trying to think. Do I give it a 10? You know what? I give it an 8 because I'm just over. I'm over Justine. I don't give a crap that she got a. I don't care. So I give it an 8. You give it a 9. And next Sunday is the season finale. So I'm sure it's going to be a little crazy. I'm sure we're probably going to get Quinlan, and I'm sure Eckers. It's going to be a bid war. It's like they're going to storage wars.
Yeah. So for the season finale, do we lose Eckhurst?
Do you think we're going to lose a big character?
Or Palmer?
I don't know. If I were to guess if we were going to lose somebody, I would think it would have to either be Justine or Dutch. If we're losing somebody, that's my money that I'm betting on. Because Nora, that would suck if Nora gets it. But you know what? I mean, now that he's apologized and she's a better person, she's badass now. I don't know. My money is on Dutch or Justine. Yeah, that's who I'm going for. You?
I would think either Zach, Palmer, or Eckhurst.
Oh, wow. Eckhurst, that's a big one.
Yeah.
All right. I guess we'll see what happens. All right, people. Jesus, let everybody know how they can find you on the internets.
My blog, dysfunctional.com, on Twitter and Instagram, dysfunctional, and on Facebook, dysfunctional LA.
Sweet. And people, you can follow me. You can find me on my blog, iwatchmike.com. That is me. Also, Mike the Movie Guy on Instagram and Twitter, and on Facebook, iwatchmike. Don't forget, people, check out my main channel, audioboom.com/channel/iwatchmike. If you go there, you can find our recap shows for The Strain, of course, Fear of the Walking Dead, The Walking Dead. Arrow's going to be starting soon, and some other podcasts that I have there as well. So audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. Also, big shout-outs to thevro.com. They share our show on there as well. And maybe, Jesus, maybe according to Kristen.com, we'll share our stuff as well. You know, you got to pay her. You got to, like, because she's like all, like, She's like, give me a six-pack of beer, and I'll hook it up for you. She's an alcoholic like that. She's kind of like a little female version of F. So that's about it, people. We'll be back next week to talk the finale. The finale happens next Sunday on FX. If you want to check out more stuff, check out fxnetworks.com. And I believe on Hulu, they are streaming season one of The Strain. So that is it. We're out of here, and we'll be back next week. Everybody have a great week. Jesus, I will talk to you later in just a few for Fear the Walking Dead.
Evil is spreading, changing the human race, literally turning us into monsters. We must fight. All of us. Fight to save our civilization. Fight or die.
The Strain. Summer. FX.